This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Matt and I for getting us twitching away this morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday. And a clarification, Ryan Burr, at Ryan Burr, was the original source of the Trevor Lawrence Steelers conversation. It was advanced by a fake Schefter account, so there still may be something to that. We'll wait and see, but just keep an eye on that.
And thank you to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Let's throw him off. We're going to start Ben Brown in game two, and then in the third inning, we're going to come from behind tactically, and we're going to bring in Justin Steele. That'll screw up the Dodgers lineup. Him on the ropes. They're supposed to be the champs.
That was great.
Yeah, it was. It's Dustin. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work today.
At the foul line, ball poked loose by Thompson. Kobe dives at the midcourt stripe, and timeout taken by Billy Donovan, who raced on the near sideline to midcourt. Let's see, Bill, 56 yep. seconds in well, to the opening quarter.
Well, he called the timeout because he didn't want to get a turnover that early in the game and give them an opportunity.
What did we say?
That's when you left, right?
Didn't we called it, yeah.
You were going to leave
56 the minute. 56 seconds into the game. Yeah. That was the second game
he's
in
getting
a row.
He's getting in the early timeouts. That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
That was crazy early.
Hey, we got Marshall Harris here. He's right there. I can see him.
Yes, Marshall. I'm here. I'm going to throw some, I don't even know, shit. No, I'm just going to go off on somebody in a minute, but keep going.
Oh, please. That'd be fun. Because we got Dan here, and, you know, he's going off about something.
Oh, he's hilarious.
All right, so you just a memory just flashed back when you said the name Ryan Burr, right?
Yeah.
Never met the guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy that I replaced when I was working at Fox Sports Net Pittsburgh in 2005.
Hmm.
And the story they told me about Ryan Burr, I was like, I'll never have respect for that dude. He is a clown. A major league. And you know me, I'm even keel. So for me to say something like that.
It's pretty wild.
This dude was doing a sports cast. And the prompter wasn't where he wanted to be, and the prompter operator was in the room with him. He literally threw a pen and hit the prompter person in the head. And I was like, bro, wow. Do you have no class?
Wow.
And I was like, you're a clown.
He hit him in the head because he put
it
the
was a
prompter?
Young lady. It was a young lady.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, bro. It's on site. If I ever see you in real life, I'm going to go off on you. It's like, we don't have to fight or anything, but I'm just going to tell you how just terrible you are at life.
That's like what Charlie Parker or James Brown who threw the cymbal.
That's a bad memory.
I mean, that's
awful.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Don't be a horrible human. How about that?
Did they fire him?
No, they didn't. I don't think he got fired. I think he got non-renewed. He ended up at NBC after that. But yeah, I was like, if I ever come across this clown in real life,
that's bad.
I'll tell him about himself.
That's bad.
Anyway, I just had to get it off my chest.
No,
I've heard of people getting fired for just verbal responses in situations like that.
Yes.
You know, there was like the Brett Haber story when he was at ESPN, and what he said to a producer famously when something went wrong. They weren't screwing around with that. Wow.
It's not hard to not be a Richard, as I say. You know?
Shouldn't be.
Don't be a Richard, man. Just like, it's cool. It's cool. But also, did you guys watch that Bulls game last night?
Well,
not really.
Yeah. Y'all were locked into the hockey, weren't you?
It was close for a while. Better. That third quarter didn't go as well as you'd hoped.
No, I will say this. The Bulls are on the right path.
They were in that game for a while.
And then they figured it out.
What leads you to believe they're on the right path?
They're losing.
They're playing the young players.
That guarantees you what?
A better shot. It doesn't guarantee you anything, but it gives you a better shot.
It guarantees you nothing.
But it gives you a better shot. You're better off losing than winning, as long as you're playing young players and getting, you know, sorting through all this. They're so far away.
David, I'll put it like this. Did you want Vooch to be on the team after the trade deadline?
Well, not if they were going to determine the direction they wanted to go.
Okay, so he's there, but yet they're still letting these young players play. That's all I really care about is, are you letting the young players play so we can figure out who's going to be good 2 to 3 years from now when they're actually good again? And the answer is probably not.
And I don't even know how they're going to get there without any draft picks.
They're going to get draft picks. It's fine. It's fine.
They've had plenty of opportunity. I thought Julia Poe did a great job in the Trib today with the piece about Vooch and how they might have screwed that up royally. So that is part of the Lonzo Ball asset mismanagement discussion is sort of wrapped into the same thing, that they're just so slow. They're so late to everything they're supposed to do.
They were so physically overpowered in that third quarter. It was the same thing as the night before. Io seems to be willing to make a foul or go after someone, but I felt like they got just beaten up in the third quarter.
They'll get worked by teams that are just and that is a motivated, talented, explosive Pistons team.
It's a terrible matchup.
They're an above the rim team too, man. They come flying at you.
Right. Bulls might not win a game this month.
I looked at that the play that stood out, and I know you guys might not have seen it, but when Kobe tried to get physical and tried to go strong to the rim for a dunk, it was like, nah, not today, sir. It was very telling where the Bulls are on an athleticism overall level. But I did like the fact that Io got a tech and got in somebody's face.
Yeah, that was good.
I like Io for this team going forward. I hope they can hold on to him.
Well, then they're going to have to move Kobe. Like, they really have to have – they got to choose between those two.
Hey, Dan, I'm fine with that.
I'm too.
Fine with that.
Yeah, I'm too. I mean, I think both can be rotational players on a decent team, and it's just the heavy lift, the distance, the they're so far away, and they lack so many assets that it's just you've got to do everything you can do to get as many ping pong balls as you can to move up as high as you can, because they've done so, you could not have tried to make your own players less valuable and erode their value in as well as the Bulls.
What do you
have.
Mean? They're just giving a little time to percolate so that new Vooch value can get up this summer. That's all that's going on.
Yeah, but you see what's happening with the shooting percentages?
I do see.
What do you got today?
Had a good game last night, though.
We're going to talk about the Cubs' half-assed attempt to land Alex Bregman so they can have the We Tried parade and then float an alternative to Bregman for somebody who can help them at the corners. He's going to try to talk me off the ledge with the Bulls.
I'm not going to try. I'm going to be
successful.
He's going
to fail at it.
I'm very confident.
He's going to fail. We are going to go through the Bulls, their asset mismanagement that has just been really, if you have a sense of humor, it's been hilariously done. Bill Cartwright will join us at 11:25. He's got a new memoir out about his life. High Noon at 11:40. Jarrett Payton, 12:25. The Dan Zimborski Fangraphs Zip projections are out for the American League. We've got your White Sox win total, and we'll discuss that. Darnell Mayberry at 1, and the worst baseball free agent contract ever gets even worse.
Have a great show.
Right. Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.